It's a schlesen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha's Truma. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perech of Hey Posuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. Hashem says to Moshe, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, you should speak to Klal Yisrael, V'yichuli Trumo, and you should take to me a portion, Me'is Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Libo, from every man whose heart will motivate him, Tikhu Et Trumasi, you shall take my portion. Ask the great Ramesha Feinstein, who was the Pesek Hador, who wrote Igros Moshe, so famous, all the tshuvas of Ramesha Feinstein. And Ramesha Feinstein asked two very basic questions right in this pasuk. It says, V'yichuli truma, and you should take to me a portion. Why v'yichu? It should say natan, to give. What is this lashon? What is this language? V'yichu, and you should take to me a portion. Then Ramesha says, if you look, it says truma, and then right at the end of the pasuk, it says truma si. So which one is it? Is it truma? And then it says my truma. It's similar right at the beginning of Tehillim. It says in Perek Aleph, pasuk beis, ki im b'toyus Hashem chefso, you have this desire to learn Hashem's Torah, u'besora so yege yom ha'malayla. Why the difference in language? Question one. Question two, we know we have all of the different materials that they used to make the Mishkan. Again, as the Ramban Nachmanides, 1194 to 1270, the Ramban writes that the whole purpose of the Mishkan was to take the Maimon Har Sinai experience and to bring it into the Shekhinah, bring it into the Mizbeach, bring it into the Kelim, bring the Shekhinah into the walking Beis HaMikdash. And you see these Kelim, and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the great Orach Chaim, he lived in 1699 to 1743, Rav Chaim Ibn Attar, asks an amazing question. I love this question. I remember when I was a bachur in yeshiva, when I saw this question, I was jumping up for joy. It's such an amazing question. We learn about all the materials. Again, they were in the Midbar, we'll talk about it. But we learn about all the different materials that they brought to the Mishkan. And then it says, Techeles, Vargamon, V'tolat Shani, V'sheish, the wool, and the purple wool, and all the different linens. And all of a sudden, it says, right at the end, it says, Avne Shoham, the Avne Meluyim. Avne Shoham was the special stones, and the Avne Meluyim. And it says, the great Orach Chaim HaKadosh. I don't get it. The Avne Shoham and the Avne Meluyim were the most precious stones out there. So shouldn't it go in order of chashivas, of importance? Shouldn't it start from Avnei Shoham and Avnei Meluyim and then get into all the Tcheles and Argamon, the Oras Elim and the skins, the Orat Techoshim, and all the Techoshim skins, and the wood, and all the different things? Why specifically is the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Meluyim right at the end? It should be in the beginning. We'll call that question two. Question three. Okay, we'll call it 3A and 3B, right? The way our minds remember things is three. The Gemara says that. Talasa, you remember things in groups of three, right? Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, right? Groups of three. If you look at all the Kelim, whenever it's talking about any of the Kelim, it says in Lashon singular, Vasisa, you should go and you should make yourself a Mizbeach. Vasisa, and you should go and make yourself a menorah. However, if you look in Perech of Hey, Pasuk Yud, what does it say? Vaasu Aron Asei Shitim. And they shall make an Aron Asei Shitim. Why Vaasu? It should be Vasisa, Lashon singular, representing all of the tzibor. Why the language of Vaasu in plural? And furthermore, the great Avarbanel, We know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, the world was created, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam ha'made, ala Torah, through the Torah, v'al avoda, v'al gemilas chasodim. We all know the Mishnah, we're taught as little children, the Mishnah, but comes along the great Abar Benel, and he says, what's v'al avoda? Right, v'al avoda, which we know, avoda should be laid, the Gemara tells us in Tainis, right in the beginning, daf beis, but the avoda represents the mizbeach, putting the karbonos on the actual mizbeach. What is the idea of Gemilas Chasodim? What is Gemilas Chasodim? So says the great Abar Benel, is the Lechem upon him. They would have the loaves and they would be fresh from one week to the next. Gemilas Chasodim, having guests, having food for Shabbos, and Yonta, beautiful. The Al HaTorah. What Keli represents the Torah? If you would ask someone, what Keli? On the one hand, they'd probably tell you, like we're saying now, Vasu Aron, Asay Shitim, the Aron. However, maybe it's the menorah. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basa, Daf Chof Hey. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel, that if you want to be a Chacham, you look in the menorah. You light the menorah, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Gimel, all the sugis about Chanukah. So, why? Because Torah is represented by the menorah. So, which one is it? When you look at the Torah, is it the Aron or is it the menorah? Which one? So again, let's just make sure we got all the kashas, all the questions. Clarity is the name of the game. When you see someone, you're driving them, then you tell them a Dvar Torah, a short little Dvar Torah. When you're in the elevator, those old, weird, awkward moments, when you're waiting to just get out of the elevator, you say a Dvar Torah. Hopefully the person's Jewish. Right, when you're in the car, when you just bump into someone, you gotta always have Torah in your pocket. So let's make sure we got the questions. Question one, right in the beginning. Why this language of Truma and Truma Si? Why the language V'yichuli Truma? And you should take Truma. It should be Natan. You should give. You're giving the Truma. What is this taking of the Truma? Second of all, why is Avnei Shoam and Avnei Meluim at the end of the list? If they're the most precious, they should be at the beginning. And lastly, why does it say Va'asu Aron Asei Shitim in language of plural? And furthermore, what does the Torah represent? Is it the Aron? Is it the menorah? Is it both? Which one? So, what's the Yisod? What's the idea? And as we speak about every week, the Yisod obviously is that we're all becoming closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam through our Torah, through our mitzvos. Just keep on reaching out to Hashem. And we want to reach and get close to Hashem. And the question is, how do we do it? Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam put us in this world. And he says, listen, I put you in this world because I believe in you. I believe that you could accomplish what you need to do. That's why I put you here. But I need you to realize, what are your priorities in life? What makes you who you are? What are you about? So one of the most important ideas, which we speak about a lot, and we're going to bring it into this week's Parsha, since it's so involved in this Parsha, is how much amelus, how much real struggle, how much do I really put into something? Am I really putting my heart into something? You know, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, it says, Kabides avicha v'yasimecha, you should honor your father and your mother. Obviously, my kids should honor me, right? But you should really, one of the Aseres HaDibros is you gotta honor your parents, and it says, v'yiresem elokecha. And throughout all the Torah, it keeps on saying, and you should fear Hashem. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Kiddushin and other Gemaras, only Hashem knows what's in your heart. You have to develop in your heart what's important to you. And that is dependent on amelus. How much toil, how much do I want it? When I'm davening and reaching out to Hashem, and davening's hard, I spoke with my bachur, davening's hard, it's hard to concentrate. We have so much stuff on our heads. We're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. But imagine you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's set up three times during the day that you don't have to worry about anything but just talk to him. Ask him for things. Have a conversation with him. He's there. Ein sicha ela tefila, conversation with the Ribbono Shel'olam. Comes the great Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and he says something amazing. Why specifically Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim at the end of the list? They're the most precious stones. So the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Ayin He, that these stones, the angels in Shemayim would go and cut the stones. They were so precious. Imagine having stones from the angels. But says the Orach Chaim, what is more special? Obviously, everyone loves presents, and everyone likes nice things. But what's more valuable to a person? His effort, the toil, and what comes out? Or just getting something without hard work? And everyone would tell you, right? The Gemara and Baba Metzia, that a person would want either 9 kavin for free, or 1 kav, a measurement that he works for. And obviously we all want 9 at the end of the day, but what's more precious to us? Our hard work. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you know why the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim, these special stones, are at the end? Because you didn't have to work for them. They were a gift from the Ribbono Shel. They were a gift. They were given from Hashem. But Hashem's saying, listen, I want you to be Amil. I want you to toil. I put you in this world for greatness. And that's why the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim are at the end of the list. You know, I remember, we all love stories. I remember being in yeshiva, and I remember having a chavrusa. And my chavrusa was a very, very, still is, very bright guy. He had a full scholarship to Penn, to the business school, and he was the guy that, you know, whenever the Rebbe would like ask the question, he'd like get it right away. I'm like, yeah, he must be speaking to the Rebbe before, like, what's going on? And I remember one time speaking to my Rebbe, and I said, Rebbe, listen, I love learning from you, it's great, but you know, I'm not that I'm jealous, but maybe I'm a little jealous, and you know, I want to shine, I want to be able to. And he said, listen, Yisrael, if you keep on doing what you can, you're going to have that moment that it's going to click. There's going to be that moment that you just ask that question. There's going to be that moment of, ah, wow. And I remember exactly where I was. We were learning Maseches Kiddushin, and he always got it faster than me, which was good. You know, obviously, in a chavrusa, sometimes you're going to be better than a chavrusa. Sometimes he's going to be teaching you. Sometimes he's going to be teaching him. Sometimes you're going to be equal. And I remember that moment that it just clicked. And I felt, wow. And my Rebbe told me a very important lesson at that point. The more a person works and works and works, and he puts what he can into it, Hashem says, I'm going to give it to you. And some people might, right, a person's working on a project, and it's not going, and he's working, it's not going, and he's working, and it's not going. But then he just keeps on giving it his all. Boom, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you that gift. I'm going to let it come. And it's going to be amazing. Daber el b'nei Yisroel v'yichuli truma. Says the great Reb Moshe Feinstein. V'yichuli truma. Why doesn't it just say to give truma? What does it mean I'm going to take? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says something amazing. Reb Moshe says is that, imagine, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given such amazing people. Everyone has so many different talents. But a person needs to realize that it's a gift from Hashem. It's like a pikadon, it's a collateral. And He's given every single person different gifts. And He's given people that are very wealthy, that are able to go and give so much staka. And He's given so many people with talents. But don't look at it as that you're giving. Don't natan that He's giving. Vayichu. It's being given over. You're taking your talents and it's coming out. You're using what Hashem gave you. You're utilizing it. The gifts that He's given you. If you're fortunate to have and you could give to others, look. Look at this world that Hashem has created. Giving a society that everyone has different needs and creating such a beautiful world. That's what He's saying. Truma. But it won't just be truma. It will be truma si. If you do what you're supposed to be doing, you give that truma, And Yidvenu Libo, you put your heart into it. Doesn't make sense. Where'd they get all these materials from? So maybe they got it from Kriyas Yamsuf, wasn't so long ago, and they got the Torah. But all these materials, they're in the Midbar, they're in the desert. So you know what the answer is? Is that if you put the effort in with your lathe, then there's going to be something that's going to come out even more. Says Rav Moshe Truma Si, Hashem says, listen, if you do what you're going to write, what's the best campaigns? The matching campaigns. You give him 50, I'll give you 100. I'll match it. That's the best. You put in 50, Hashem says, I'll give you 100. You put in 100, I'll give you 200. You put it in, I'm going to match it. But you got to put it in. Truma. Truma C will be my Truma. V'yichu. Use those gifts that I've given you. Right? The Gemara tells us in Tainis, Aser Asrenu Lach. I'm giving you money. Give stucca. Imagine so many people are so makbid to give 10%. It's a very high level. To miser everything they got. And you hear stories and stories of people giving out lots and lots of money to people that need it. People that have large families that are not able to be as fortunate as others. And then their wealth keeps on getting more. What's going on here? Because Hashem says, listen, I'm the treasurer. I'm giving it to you. You're using it in the right way. I'm going to keep on giving you more. You got the truma, truma see. I'm going to keep on matching you. But there's a very, very important step before that. Yidvenu libo, says the Torah. If you're going to put your heart into it. If you don't put your heart into it, and guess what? Only I know if you're putting your heart into it. You have to know if you're putting your heart into it. So that's the idea. What's the idea? What is the Torah based on? Why does it say, Vasu Aron Asei Shitim? Vasu. So I heard from one of our Rabbim, Rabbi Anderson Sachs, you heard it from Rav Asher Weiss. You know, if you look in the Gemara's all over, you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, V'lakachtim Lachem, L'kicha L'kol Echad Ve'echad, every single person needs to go and take the Dalet Minim. U'svartim Lachem, you have to go and count Svira Sa'omer, Svira L'kol Echad Ve'echad, everyone needs to make their own counting. Va'asu Aron Asei Shitim. Va'asu, in plural, every single person could become that Aron. Every single person could become that walking Aron. But you can't give up on yourself. You need to realize that if you put your heart and you put your mind to anything, Hashem will give you the koyach. He'll give you the strength to do it. Right? We know the famous story. They actually made a movie out of it. It's tremendous. There was a guy. So it's about that guy. His name was George Danzing. If you know this, great. If not, we'll just do a little chazara. He came, he overslept, and he came late to class. He's in Berkeley University, and there's no class there, and he sees two problems on the board. And they look really hard. And he puts them down in his notebook, and he's trying to work them out, and the class is not there. You can't ask anyone, like, what's going on here? And he decides, you know, he's going to work on it. He keeps on working, listening to these crazy problems. And then finally he finishes it and he brings it to his professor, Jeremy Nyman. And Professor Nyman says, what is this? He says, oh, it's on the board, whatever, here. I gave it over. And he says, okay, I'll look it over later. And he looks it over later. And a couple of weeks later, he looks it over. He comes back to George Anzing and he's like, how in the world did you solve these problems? He's like, what are you talking about? They're on the board. He's like, these two math equations have never been solved before. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's unbelievable. And from that, George Zangs became a tremendous mathematician, a professor, made a tremendous thing. They made a whole movie out of this. But you know why he was able to do it? Because there was no one else in the room that said, oh, we can't do this. Me? Can I come? No, can't do these problems. The greatest minds in the world couldn't figure it out. How can I figure it out? But he didn't limit himself. And it's the same with us. Hashem says, listen, I believe in you. You know why I know you? I believe in you? Because I put you in this world. And I believe in your koichus. I believe in your strengths. Now you need to believe in yourself. You can't set limits on yourself. You could become a walking, living Aaron. So which one is it? Which one is it? When we represent Torah, our Torah v'avoda agnuas chasadim, what's Torah represented? So I heard a beautiful idea. Torah is represented by the menorah and the Aaron. The menorah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. This week's parsha. Moshe didn't know what to do with it. It was one block of gold. And Hashem says, Zeh, here it is. And Moshe didn't know what to do. And Hashem says, don't worry, I got your back. I'm going to work it out for you. And I'm going to teach you how to chisel it and get it out. But it was a matana. It was a matana. But you got to work. I'm going to give it to you as a matana. But you got to work hard. And that's what the Aaron is. The Aaron represents the toil, the amelus, lasok b'divrei Torah, which we say every single morning that we want to be osek. We want to delve more into the Torah. And it's in any area of life. The more a person becomes involved in it, lives his chesed, lives his Torah, lives his tefillah, and it's easier said than done, as we all know. It's easy to talk about something. It's easier said than done. But the more a person believes in himself, step one, and then he goes and he keeps on going, and he falls, and he gets back up, and he falls, and he gets back up, but he realizes he's able to do it. Sometimes a person falls, and all he needs is one little push. A Rebbe that says, I believe in you. A parent that says, I believe in you. And it's the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, I believe in you. That's the idea here. Truma. Hashem says, Truma si. I'm going to match what you're going to do. Right, they say by Basia, right? Basia went, there was little Moshe, Moses, the little baby, right? Why is his name not Drew? To be, right? I drew him from the water, right? I like that joke. I would say it over, right? Should be Drew, not Moses. Right? And Ten Commandments says, I drew. I love that joke. I would say it over and over again, right? But his name was Moses because min hamayim mishi suhu. The movie didn't get that, right? However, how did she get him? It was so far away. And the Medrash says, Ishtarube Ishtarabe. Her hand went out. How did that happen? Because she reached out and Hashem did a miracle for her. Same thing with Noach. The Ramban writes, the Teva, how do you get all the zoos into the Teva? Says the Ramban, Hashem says to Noach, you put it in, I'll take care of the rest. And it's the same thing here. Hashem says to us, you put your best foot forward and I'll take care of the rest. And that's what we see. The Avnei Shoem and the Avnei Meluyim were gifts from Hashem. But Hashem says, listen, you give me all your other things, all your other materials. You put what you can, and then the Avnei Shoem and the Meluyim will come in. But that can't be first. The first needs to be your toil. The first needs to work hard. And we all have the ability to work hard in different areas. We all have different challenges, which we speak about all the time. Everyone, no two people are the same. Everyone has different things. Everyone has different mitzvahs that they're stronger in, has different things that they're better on. But we all could focus more. Right? We all, Baruch Hashem, technology is amazing. And what we have, what Hashem has given us is amazing. But sometimes, we just got to turn it off for a little. Sometimes when we get to shul, when we're learning a little bit, just turn it off. Don't let it be a focus. Let's focus on the emes, on the truth. We need to realize, we need to prioritize, what are my priorities in life? Where am I going with myself? Why am I doing this? What am I doing it for? And it always needs to come back that I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Hashem says, I put you in this world. I put you in this world. So let's just make sure we can answer all the questions. True, v'yichuli truma. Hashem says, I'm giving, you're like my treasurer. Right? I'm going to take it from you, but I gave you the ability to I gave you all these special gifts. Now utilize them the right way. Truma, truma, see, you give your truma, I'm going to match it with my truma. The whole idea, Avnei Shoem, the Avnei Meluyim, represents the idea. It's at the end. Why? Because the most precious stones are the ones in the beginning when you're working hard. And Vasu, Aron, Asei, Shitim, why in plural? Because each one of us has the ability to become a walking, living Aron. The menorah represents the gift from Hashem. But it needs to be the toil of the Aron, the toil of working hard and harder and harder. And we all have challenges, but we could all face up to our challenges because Hashem says, I put you in this world to accomplish what you need to. You're going to have challenges, but don't view them. Just show yourself that you could overcome them. That's why He gave them to you. And you can become great. Because of Hashem, everyone should become that walking, living Aron with their chesed, with their staka, with their mitzvos, and with their Torah. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Terumah.